The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the last episode of your Wealth Class on Radio for this week. And on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, the momentum remains high, with more equities on the gainers' chart, with fewer on the losers' chart. However, equities that are relatively stagnant in price dominate the market. Now, the bull is very much on its way, and where you should be as we speak is the Nigerian equities market. Aruna Kibera is here with me this morning. Aruna, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me put this question to you. Of course, there are different categories of people listening to us this morning. There are those who are our regular followers. They understand the stock market. They appreciate the information we are dishing out. There are also all the people who might just be there and they listen to us and they say, what are these guys saying? It's like they're just talking trash. They do not understand and they would not want to understand. There are people who really do not understand and they will really want to understand. It is like the grammar or the language is strange to them. There are those who probably had attempted investing in the stock market in years past and they have lost money. So all manner of people will be listening to us as we speak. Let us take those who really might not understand what we're saying and they really want to boost their knowledge, understanding of what we daily say. Aruna, how best do you think you could present the stock market to people in such category?
Well, let me start from the very beginning. When the man have an idea that they want to start a business based on the money that he has, maybe borrow or family saving, we start the business. And because he's doing the business so well and the business is expanding and there is demand for whatever the product or services, that what he has at that particular point in time can no longer meet the demand that he need to expand. And if he goes to the bank, the interest could be killing. So what we do is to share that portion of his company small into smaller unit and offer it to outside. The way what we have first of all to do is to do initial public offer, that is sell it to other people, where other people could come and become part owner of that company. Then the company is taken to the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange to be listed. Listed in the sense that anybody that wants to buy, anybody that wants to sell could get it to buy and could get it to sell. The reason why you should become a part owner of the business is that in a flourishing business, whenever they have made profit at the end of the year, they give out what they call dividend, which is the part of the profit that was made. And sometimes you gain it in appreciation, that is capital appreciation. That is, you buy a stock of 1 naira, as at the time you want to sell it's now 150, you have gained 50 kobo by price of 1 naira you bought, including the dividend you are going to get.
Right, thank you very much, Aruna. Let me just say this as addition to what Aruna has said. Name the richest man in the world or in Africa or in Nigeria that you had always known. Their lives, their business, their money is always directly proportional to what the stock market has been able to generate and create for them. Let us come to Nigeria. Who is the richest man in Nigeria? You and I know, Alhaji Aliko Dangote. Of course, in turn, is also the richest man in Africa. Okay, how did he make the money? He has not been in politics before. It is not just because he is a businessman, no, but because he discovered the stock market from information at my disposal. The then management of the stock exchange paid him visits. One particular guy then told me he had 14 different meetings with Alhaji Aliko Dangote. When he came to the market in 2006 with the initial public offer. All that he did, Dangote Sugar, Dangote Flour, they were all offer for sale. The money went straight to his pocket. He had been able to create a business, but the business had no value until he brought them to the stock market. Today, they also have Dangote Cement. So if you put this together, that is what is enriching him. You talk about Otedola. Look at when he entered into the then African Petroleum. He changed the name to 40 Oil. The company was already listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. Recently, he built out of the company with billions of naira. Go and write it down. The new company is going to bring it back to the stock market again. You talk about Tony Elumelu. Tony Elumelu was a banker. He was in Allstate Trust Bank PLC or Limited. I don't know. He left and, to the best of my knowledge, around 1995, started Bank Guarantee and then went to MBCom. From there, Crystal Bank was converted to Standard Trust. Standard Trust eventually merged with UBA. So today, if you are talking about the wealth of Alhaji Aliko Dangote, it is what he owns in stocks and, of course, others. When you talk about the worth of Otedola, it is proportional to what the stock market has been able to make of him. What about Jimovia? What about Chief Chubomi Balogun? Let us leave the shores of Nigeria and go to US. You talk about Bill Gates. His company is Microsoft, MSFT. That is the ticker symbol of his company as listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Of course, he has interest in other companies that are listed on the New York Stock Exchange. You even talk about Mike Zuckerberg. All of us, we are on Facebook. His company is listed on the New York Stock Exchange. As a matter of fact, Mike Zuckerberg did not begin to realize the value of his company Facebook until it was listed. So what are we saying? We are not blabbing. We are not wasting your time. We are only showing you the path to prosperity. Are you a businessman? Until you bring your business to the stock market, you see, I tell you, the probability that the business will even survive after you turns to zero. Let's leave it at that for today. I will be right back. When I return, we'll be talking about the performance of the market for yesterday and the possibilities today and, of course, the entire next week. Don't change this radio dial.
Oracle is back!
With Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. Aruna, today is the last day of trading. Yesterday, the market was up, though deals down, value down, volume down, but index was up. The index was up yesterday. Was it as a result of MTN increase in price and Dangote Cement, the two most capitalized equities on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange?
Yeah, it is part of that because they are actually the determinant of the direction of the market per day, MTN and Dangote Cement.
All right, so what is the possibility that you are seeing today?
Yeah, what I'm seeing today, since yesterday, there is a CIS conference that is going on. It means that most people that are there will not actually be taking decisions as to what happened to the market. And today, being Friday, there's always this Friday effect. There are people that don't want to stay in the market up to Monday because they are afraid that an information can come over the weekend that may change their position. So they would like to exit before Monday. So I'm looking at that. The momentum may not actually be there, but I'm not saying that the market is going to lose. But that momentum will not be there. I think at the end of the day, we are going to see a mixed performance.
We suggest that strategically we should be looking for next week, right?
Yes, I believe from Monday next week we'll see a better market than what we've seen this week.
But incidentally, that next week is the last complete week we're going to see before the month of November is over. So generally, what should be my strategy now? What quality of stocks do you think I should be considering? Do I hold on to my Access Bank, FBNH, Fidelity, Nigerian Breweries, or what others that you think I could add to the list?
Yeah, for those stocks that you have mentioned, people that have taken position, I should ask them to hold. But for those that want to come in, you look at those that actually have not run. Look at Zenith yesterday, closing lower than they closed on Wednesday. And it shows that there is a little bit pullback of, I think, 20 kobo. UB also pulled back about 20 kobo. And you can see that FCMB is outpacing Fidelity. And Fidelity will definitely catch up with FCMB. So if you are looking at two is to take position in Fidelity so that we meet up with FCMB. I think if you take position, you will not miss it.
Come, why is it that interest and emphasis seem to be more on bank stocks?
Because they are more liquid, and even in their performance, they are actually at the forefront. And when the bulls hit the market, they are the leaders. Yes, other stock can come in, but this stock will be the one that will signal the arrival of the bull.
Right. Now, what is your mindset, your viewpoint on insurance stocks? They are cheap. I just look away totally from them. It's like insurance stocks had really got people beaten up in this market.
No, I won't say that you should not look at insurance. The only thing is that the banks would have got it to an extent before they filtered down to the insurance. You know why we're talking about NEM? NEM was below 2 naira. I think, if I'm not mistaken, NEM should be like 2 naira, 2 kobo, 2 naira, 4 kobo as at yesterday. ICO is there, custodian is there. It's not just looking away from it, but you have to know what to pick. After the banks would have rallied, definitely it will come to the water will fall down on the insurance.
Aruna, let me just give you this as incentive because of your commitment to us on this platform. Why do you think that those that are listening to us now that are probably not existing investors, why do you think that they should come to open an account in your house and then you help them out?
You see, what we do, we give personalized service to investors on our platform. Like my phone is never off. I've even gotten a situation where people call me 11 o'clock. And there is no question that is mundane to me. I can deal with professional. I can deal with somebody who has even never heard a bad stock. In fact, we do what they call weight tracking. We help you to recover loss. We said recover losses. If you have ever taken position in any stock, if you have bought any stock in your life and you don't even know where it is as of now, we can help you to unearth it. If you have ever been paid dividend, you don't even know the company that you were paid dividend, you don't even know how much dividend you were paid, we help you to recover it. We can bring it back to you, and the alert will sound on your phone. We go more than that. In fact, it's a whole lot of package that we give on at Global View Capital Limited.
If that is the case, what number?
My number is 0802-300-9379. 0802-300-9379.
All right. That is Aruna Kebira for you. You can call him even right now. In case you want to join our 24-hour discussion group, you first need to download an app called Telegram on your phone, and then you can call 0803-224-723. Then you tell him you want to join the Telegram group. So we've got to hang it here today. I want to say a very big thank you to the management of this platform and you for being there. By the grace of God, I'm going to be with you again on Monday morning. Until then, I remain just sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, particularly via the stock market, at Biomi of Abuja. God bless you. Enjoy your weekend.